All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. And I tell you, I wake up on Wednesday morning, I think, hey, this is great. This is going to be a fun day. It's going to be...
And this is coming from a guy who actually works with Gina Grad.
Yeah.
So the fact that you even think about me on a Wednesday is amazing. Because
yeah.
Gina Grad, you are spectacular.
Thank you very much.
Look at you.
Thank you very much.
Also, before we get into the news, we're doing a show for charity on Friday, a week from Friday, on November 21st at Smart
and Final. What kind of show?
Well, we're trying to raise 100,000 pounds of food for those homeless studs out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For the guys and girls, men and women and the children who don't have food.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is 100,000 pounds of food. John and Jeff started this thing about 10 years ago.
Right.
And Leo Quinones is heavily involved in it with the station.
Is that Film Freak?
Yeah, the Film Freak.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm not only an employee on Wednesdays, I'm a fan.
Just, he actually just goes, he shortens his name. It's just Freak now. But he's going to be out there as well. There's going to be tons of people out there. And so if you can make it out there, if you can donate some food, great. If not, you just want to come out and hang, perhaps you need food. Who knows?
And you say this is Smart and Final?
Yeah, on between Sepulveda and the 405 on Pico. There in Westwood.
Okay, now this is going to really cause me a lot of ridicule, but what is Smart and Final?
Wow.
Oh, is that right?
Get smart!
Smart and Final is sort of like...
It sounds like a chain of laundromats.
It's between...
or mortuaries.
Check that out.
It's between Vons and Costco.
For only Mensa members. Smart and Final Cemeteries.
Smart and Final. It is where you buy discount food and
almost like a Costco.
Oh, like Costco's, okay.
Paper, you know, supplies.
So this is another one of those places.
Party supplies.
That I don't know about.
It's
that
a Costco without a card.
Yeah, it's Costco. You're right. Costco is smaller without a card. And they're all over the place.
Well, now I have an excuse to leave the house, one, and two, to go to Smart and Final for the first time because I could do it for a good cause.
Can you come out on Friday?
I'll bring some beats with me.
Oh, excellent. All right, so it's November 21st,
okay.
And I think Shotgun Tom is going to come by today as well, or on Friday as well.
That's cool.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
You got me.
Yes.
They're kind of a package deal.
Yeah, you could have said strippers would be there or women painted, you know, but you said Shotgun Tom and you got me.
You know, we usually do have strippers show up.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Please. Randy, please.
Play more Paula Abdul for about 3-4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, and just try to kill us here. Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
Shotgun Tom.
I don't know what I was going to say.
You were saying that you thought some strippers might be coming to Smart and Final.
There's usually strippers that come by because there's a strip club within like 20 feet of this Smart and Final. I think it's like right across the street or right down the street.
You know what a strip club that is, Tim?
Plan B, is it?
That's Plan B in West Los Angeles. I got the greatest prime rib steak at Plan B in West Los Angeles.
I like Plan B. I've been there a few times.
Can I tell you something? I've never been to Plan B.
It's good.
As much as I love women, I cannot eat steak while they dance nude. I don't know what it is about me.
You don't saddle up to the buffet.
Have you been to Plan B?
Yes.
Yeah, and they don't get
are the hotter chicks at Plan A? Am I missing something here?
You know what? They make it rain at Plan A. Plan B, not so much. A few coins in the air.
We appreciate the kind that jingles, but we really want the kind that folds.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. I like quotes from that movie.
Anyway, so the chicks from Plan B, they usually come out. They're awfully awfully nice to come by, and they donate food and their time and everything. It's a great, great night. So it's the 21st of November.
Yes.
Right before the big... a Thanksgiving holiday that a lot of people are taking off.
And we're calling it Whores with Canned Goods. Here's another whore with some peas.
Whores and cans.
That's what we should call it. A lot more people would show up. Yeah. But 100,000 pounds worth of food. And, by the way, speaking of strip bars, Steckler always had a great line. Mm-hmm. He said that these strip bars that serve you know, lunches and dinners.
Yeah.
He said it's the only place where not only do they have a sneeze guard, but also a pube guard at the buffet.
You know, I know Gina's heard that joke many times, but it still gets a snort.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty good.
Still gets you.
So we'll be out there a week from Friday, so please try to stop by. All right. It is a little bit after nine, about 8 minutes, 9 minutes after nine or so.
Can't wait to hear Randy say, Tim, here comes another whore with a pound cake.
If you know what I mean.
Thank you for that recall.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You. The comedy goddess.
Yes. All right. The comedy goddess with the news, Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Tim, how dare you not dance?
Yes.
Arsenio and Randy, I feel like I'm on ecstasy.
Randy and I are working out for the webcast. We're getting ready for the webcast. The visuals.
That was crazy.
Randy is so close to dying in front of your house.
You know, Randy,
you might OD tonight in front of your joint.
Randy, if you pull up in front of my house, come in and smoke a joint before you kill yourself.
You got it.
Because you are my dog. You are my dog. Come inside. I got a separate syringe for you. Let's do it to death.
Oh my God.
All righty. What's going on with that news, Gina Grad?
Well, with President-elect Barack Obama preparing for his transition into the White House, he took some time recently to tour the living quarters of the White House with President George W. Bush as his tour guide. And the two, you know, they disagree when it comes to a lot of policies, but Obama and Bush seem to have similar feelings about the family dynamic.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
Well, I've talked with Michelle, and I'll probably keep...
It's not it. Well, where is it? Mm.
The one that says Bush.
All right. I get it.
Whatever.
Been drinking tonight, please.
One of the things that President-elect Obama was really interested in after we'd had our policy discussions was his little girls. How would they like the White House? And it was interesting to watch him go upstairs, and he wanted to see where his little girls were going to sleep. And clearly this guy is going to bring a great sense of family to the White House. And I hope Laura and I did the same thing, but I believe he will. And I know his girls are on his mind, and he wants to make sure that first and foremost he's a good dad. And I think it's going to be an important part of his presidency.
Yeah, there you go.
Very nice.
Now, you know what they're actually trying to convince him to do is to put his two girls in public school for a statement in Washington, D.C.
Jesus Christ.
That is the wrong move.
I think Jimmy Carter sent Amy Carter to public school.
Yeah, for like a week, right?
Yeah, we didn't find out how long.
Yeah,
but
then
he started
got hassled.
Yeah.
But no public school. I mean, the president's kids.
Yeah.
You know, if he can learn anything from Jimmy Carter, A, don't put your kids in public school, and B, don't carry your own luggage. Jimmy Carter used to do that. He used to carry his own luggage, and he looked like just some, you know, schlump getting off a plane from a business trip.
And you know Obama does that, right?
Yeah, he's got to stop doing that.
But I think that's what got him elected, Tim.
Nah, I don't think so,
that
man.
That was so cool to see a guy standing on the verge of the biggest office in the world, and he's carrying his little Toomey bag.
Yeah. He's got to let guys carry that bag for him. Yeah. You look presidential when you're not carrying anything, you know?
Yeah.
Look like a guy who just got off a trip from selling 2x4s to a guy in Newark otherwise. You know?
I think it makes him like us, and I love that about him.
All right, well, that's what did Jimmy Carter.
Because we know that's all he carries. We know that's all he lifts other than Michelle.
Jimmy Carter was also a control freak where there's a couple of tennis courts on the property of the White House, and he had the tennis court registration book in his desk in the Oval Office. So if you want to play tennis on the tennis court, you'd have to go to Jimmy Carter and say, hey, pencil me in for 1 o'clock on Sunday for the tennis court. And he'd put you in there. Like he had nothing else to do, right? Nobody else could have taken over for them.
You have a valet for that.
Oh, a nut. And also, wasn't it Jimmy Carter was president, and who was it that smoked weed? Who was the country singer that smoked weed on the...
Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson smoked weed on the top of the White House. He said he always regrets that, yeah. He went up to the top of the White House on the roof and smoked weed.
And he regrets it?
Yeah, because he said it sort of made Jimmy Carter look like an a-hole. His friends are, you know, he invites friends up from the South, and they're on the roof smoking weed.
People out on Pennsylvania Avenue smelling the weed. You know, now we'll find out if Obama's a Muslim, because we'll either smell pork ribs coming out of there or not. You know, I mean, you know, 4th of July, I smell pork ribs. Yes, he's an American. I mean, not an American. That's not.
That's,
Christian.
That,
Christian.
Christian. Yeah,
yes, that's what I mean.
All right. Gina, what else going on with that news?
Well, meanwhile, soon-to-be First Lady Michelle Obama followed her husband's lead and called Senator Hillary Clinton to ask advice about how to raise those young girls in such a public setting. People close to Clinton say that she gave Michelle some great advice, and then Michelle gave her a bit of public encouragement as well, and we have a clip of that.
All right, here we go. Hillary Clinton.
Well, I've talked with Michelle, and I'll probably keep our advice between us, but I think, you know, they are great parents. They have two wonderful young daughters, and it's both a great experience, but also it's something that you have to be conscious of the impact on your children at all times at different ages. But I have every confidence they're just going to do a great job.
Very supportive.
There you go. She's probably still pissed under that, underneath that
pantsuit.
Yeah. There's a, I still hear it in her voice, man. You know, because she was very close to sitting in that Oval Office as the first woman. And now what is she going to do?
Well, there's also some talk that the Clinton people are still very upset because Barack hasn't reached out to her or Bill at all after they went to, I guess, 100 cities, they're saying, and really campaigned hard, and so far no phone call except how do you raise the kids.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I read, yeah.
You know, Barack has hired all Bill's boys.
Yeah, that's true.
Ari Emanuel's brother got a job.
Well, talk about insult to injury. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like... Not you, but all your friends, you know?
Yeah.
But that's good. All those guys are coming back, man. Yeah. They turn the economy around.
We got to find something for Hillary, though.
Yeah. I think she's going to be Secretary of State.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big job.
You know why?
Why?
Because she'll be traveling a lot. I think that's what Bill wants. I think Bill talked to Barack and said, hey, where's the big travel job in your administration? Secretary of State.
I bet Hillary's advice to Michelle was don't let him have a line that only he answers. Those interns be blowing it up.
And I bet anything that Michelle will have a hand in who gets hired and fired and brought in as interns, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nobody fine will deliver a pizza to the Oval Office. If you look like Gina, you got to give the pizza to a guard.
Aww.
How soon do you think it'll be before Obama yells at Michelle for something? In the White House.
Oh, in the White House.
Mm. Throw something at her.
You want to take a shot at this, Gina?
Well, let's see. If McCain's so free with the C word, it can't be that far away. I mean, it's a
stressful
reaction.
Job. Yeah. And I think that Obama might get back into the smokes. You know, he's a smoker. Mm.
There's going to be
a lot of stress coming with this job.
Do you think the yelling will come with when he just tears the patch off, like the Nicoderm patch, and just lays into her?
There's so much pressure being president. It might just be something stupid like, who moved Lincoln's bench? Bitch, who moved Lincoln's bench? could be just simple stuff.
I don't know if Arsenio knows this. I think we talked about this. Mama Obama is moving in with them.
Yes, the mother-in-law, Michelle's mom.
Jesus
to help raise
Christ.
Those little ones.
You know what? That is so effing... impossible to believe and so rude.
Now why, Tim? Why do you say rude?
Well, because listen, he worked his ass off to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not only lucky that, you know, that
she's
he hasn't
around.
Divorced her, but she's also bringing her ma into the White House.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, the black family and that extended element of it is kind of cultural and traditional, Tim.
I understand his mom, but her mom?
Well, his mom won't be coming to the White House that often.
I don't think that's going to happen. Mm. I think she might have passed.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But if it's like, you know, President Bush's mom or President Clinton's mom.
Yeah.
But the wife's mom?
Maybe they're trying to keep the program kind of similar to what it's been. Maybe that mom babysits a lot and helps Michelle get through a tough schedule.
Mm. Well, or maybe it was completely his choice and said, you know, I'm not raising these kids anymore, right? You know, I got a big job now, so you better figure it out. I don't care who moves in. I don't care who you take with you, but you figure it out.
Just keep my girls off the pole, as Chris Rock would
say.
Exactly.
But where was... Now, can you imagine where Barack Obama was when Michelle laid that news on him? You know, he just won. He just became president of the United States of America.
Hey, you know how she likes to whisper and fist bump him after a speech?
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of those in Denver.
Mama moving in.
Yeah. Ooh, that was good, baby. Mama moving in.
Give me some nuts.
Mom's moving in. Oh, babo. Maybe the kids like the mom and she's a great grandmother. That'd be great. But I don't think I could take that.
And plus, Michelle's not putting on a black and red dress every morning to take those kids to school. Mm. Grandma has to help out.
In the house coat.
The Secret Service. Now, will the Secret Service sit in that classroom with those kids?
They do, don't they? They
I
have
think
to.
They
or,
do.
Or at least they stand by the door, right?
But this is a case where they might be sitting in front of her, behind her, on the left and right of them. You know,
Sasha.
Because there's a lot of crazy guys out there. There's been like 3 or 4 guys, you know, that have been looked at by the Secret Service. And so I think those kids will be really protected. If Barack puts those 2 kids in public school, that he's, a moron.
Yeah.
They got to go to a good private school. And they should. They're privileged kids. They don't have to sit there and pretend like they have no dough. He's the president of the goddamn United States. Why does he have to sit there and pretend and BS people like, oh, no, we're just sold town,
But it's a safety issue, and I think he cares more about those kids than anything else. So don't you think he'd go out of his way to protect them and not try and make a point?
No, because listen, your parents work their asses off so the next generation can have stuff like that. You know, private school, perhaps a car when they're, 18 or whatever. That's why you have money. I mean, like Jack Silver, the program director here at 97.1 FM Talk, he said that he's putting his kids through private school, right? And that's expensive to do. He's got 2 great kids, 2 young sons. And he said it's expensive to do. And, you may have to take out loans or whatever, but that's what money's for, I mean, if you're not going to spend money on your kid's education, what are you going to do? You're going to feel good about blowing it in Vegas?
I went to public school and I turned out okay.
I went to public school too, and look at me. Mess.
I went to public school and, 3 for 3. In this room alone.
Yeah, did you go to public school, Randy?
I went, when I lived in Valencia, I went to public school, but when I was growing up in the Valley till I was 8, we went to a private elementary school.
Wow, look at you.
Kirk of the Valley on, it doesn't matter.
Kirk of the Valley?
Yeah,
Kirk of the Valley.
It's on the
West
Valley.
Sounds like a porno star.
Yeah, no, it was a nice little school. I was really smart.
Hey,
and,
Kirk of the Valley.
Kirk of the Valley and candy apples.
Now, going to private school in the Valley was really nice because for the last summer before we moved to Valencia, I got to go to an LAUSD public school for 2 months.
Shut your mic off. All right, let's...
He's never talking to you again.
Hey.
I know. It's
Tim, you're burning bridges everywhere tonight.
No, please, just with you.
No, I know, with Gina, too.
What? Did I miss something?
No, Gina and I had an argument before the fight. Before the fight.
Oh, there was a Freudian slip.
Before the fight.
That was a fight?
Well, an argument.
I feel like Frosty and Frank now. That was a fight?
The Proposition 8 thing.
Yeah, but I thought we were just having an intelligent discussion.
No, when you told me to go F myself, remember when
that's not intelligent.
That's what comes from the heart. That's a loving.
I see. Okay.
Hey, go F yourself.
That way your wife won't get pregnant.
Okay.
If you just go F yourself.
All right. All right, we got to take a break here, and everybody will regroup, and then we'll continue with the news with Gina Grad.
She wanted to get that out, I think.
I know. All right. Arsenio Hall is with us. Let's not fight in front of the guests. We have company tonight.
I know. I
Arsenio
hate that.
Hall. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. We'll continue with news with Gina Grad after this.
Tomorrow in front of Jesse, you can cut off his nuts.
Yeah, and Randy Wang, you're a major stud. All right, there you apologize. Apologies to everybody. We're live on 97.1 FM.
Jim Hill.
Yeah, Jim Hill, too.
People.
Oh, yeah, what a night.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. So please tune in on Wednesdays, even if you hate the show, on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And if you hate it, we pay you back on Thursday, because Jesse's here, right?
Jesse Jackson on Thursday, and also Friday, Adam Carolla calls up at 8 p.m. So that'll be it's a great rest of the week. And all starts on Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday are tough. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Much easier, much better shows.
Hump night on.
All right, Gina Grad is sitting here doing the news. What else is going on with that news, Gina?
Well, a North Carolina school teacher faces firing for posting derogatory comments about students on Facebook, while four others have been disciplined for posts involving poor judgment and bad taste. Superintendent Peter Gorman has recommended firing a teacher who listed teaching chitlins in the ghetto of Charlotte as one of her activities and drinking as one of her hobbies, while a teacher from the same district posted on his Facebook page that one of his favorite activities includes chilling with his N-words.
Oh, boy.
Finally, in this circle of bad judgment, the school district is reviewing the case of a high school special education teacher who used a Facebook mood box to post, "I'm feeling pissed off because I hate my effing students."
Wow. Nice. So the guy's going to be fired just for being honest?
Yeah, well, they don't like it. Charlotte
Jesus
schools
Christ.
And other districts now check web pages, especially popular ones like MySpace and Facebook, before hiring people.
God almighty. Wow.
The one who hates his kids, no problem with him, but I think that Michael Richards' classroom was a problem.
Well, it's a little more sensitive when he hates his kids when they're in special education.
Oh, yeah.
I hate my effing students. I'm pissed.
Yeah, I don't condone it. I understand it, but I certainly don't condone it.
I mean, those kids already have to ride that strange little bus.
Yeah.
You know, on a helmet, now this guy.
Unbelievable. All right, what else going on in the news, Gina?
Well, former presidential candidate Senator John McCain appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night and seemed to be in pretty good spirits. Mm. In this clip, McCain responds to a question by Leno telling him how he's been sleeping lately.
All right, Jay Leno and John McCain.
It's been a week since the election. How you doing?
Well, I've been sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
Sleep 2 hours, wake up and cry. Sleep 2 hours, wake up and cry.
Jesus Christ.
Shecky Green's act.
Yeah. Hey ho.
Live from the Borscht Belt, John McCain.
Boy, oh boy. Trotting those jokes out on Leno? You have to be old to get away with that.
Yeah.
You can't be a young guy and do that.
Wow.
You remember, who was the guy, Vic Borga? Remember the old guy?
Victor Borga played the piano wrong.
Yeah, he played the piano.
But you had to be really good to play it wrong like that, I guess.
Yeah, and he'd sit down the bench, put a seatbelt on, all kinds of props.
My favorite one was he would play a song backwards, and then he'd say, oh, and he'd turn the music around, and then say,
yeah, 1812 overture.
Yes, I love that.
But see, that was all, again, humor that you had to be 70 plus to get away with. You couldn't be like a 25-year-old comic and do that.
No.
A little more pressure on you at that
yes,
age.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
You can't be Tony Rock doing that seatbelt thing.
Right. See if Seinfeld can get away with that act. Yeah. He does stand-up and he sits down and puts a seatbelt on.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, boy. All right.
Props.
Yeah, props, man. He's an older Gallagher.
Carrot Top.
All right, what else is going on with that news, Gina?
Well, many people are taking offense to an enormous banner that is planted in Littlestown, Pennsylvania's in a man's front yard. The sign reads, "I believe in gun control. I have a sharp eye and a steady trigger finger, and all Muslims burn in hell."
Jeez. Hey. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Sign owner Kenneth Rock believes that greater gun control will be enforced by the Obama administration, and also believes all Muslims pose a threat and need to be stopped. In this clip of Rock speaking with a tracheotomy tube, further expounds on his views on this.
All right, now I'll give you a picture of this guy. He's about 5'4", like 350 pounds.
Whoa!
And unshaven and just a mess. He's smoked his throat apart.
Yeah.
And just a real messed up dude, angry as hell.
I think it's our right, according to the Constitution, to have and bear arms. And anybody tries to take them away from me, I'll fight to the death.
Boy, Doesn't sound like you really have to wait to fight to the death with those guys.
I think we just have to wait a few minutes.
You're already fighting death. But I don't know if that works. I mean, if you put a sign in front of your house, you know, forget the Muslim aspect of it, but if you put a sign in front of your house, I have a loaded gun in this house, isn't that sort of asking for it? I mean...
Well, you don't think it's a deterrent?
I don't know if it is. Because, you know, if you... Let's say you're going to rob a house, and you don't know whether the guy has a gun or not.
Right.
Right? You're going in there, you're looking for the jewelry and stuff and the money and everything. But you know if the guy inside has a gun, you're looking to kill that mother effer immediately and then take everything.
Oh.
You know? I think you go in guns blazing.
I am so glad you made it on radio, because the way your mind works, I wouldn't want you loose in the valley without a job. You think scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what I heard, and I read this on the internet more than once.
You sounded five. You think scary.
I have heard this more than once, and I've read it on the internet more than once. But there's a new thing going around that if you fly a Green Bay Packers flag in front of your house, that big green flag with a big G on it, that's telling everybody who's in your neighborhood you're packing.
Huh.
You don't want to. You got the big G flag in front of your house,
Tim.
Wow.
Hey, listen, maybe it works. I'm going to go out and get one. You got to get two of them.
I think we got to pass out handbooks to gang members, because I don't think many people know about the G.
Hey, you know what? These home invasion robberies are getting, you know, very frequent and very common here in Los Angeles. On Sunday night, there was three of them. Mm-hmm. One in Hancock Park and another one, I believe, in Brentwood or Bel Air or something. I mean, they're really getting, you know, it used to be like one or two a year you heard of.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the kind where they come in while you're there.
While you're there and tie your ass up, beat you. They beat an 87-year-old man in Hancock Park.
Wow.
87 years old.
I got to tell you this story, and if my mom is mad at me, I apologize. But I have a relative who got into a home invasion situation. They came in, they tied her up, they robbed her, so on and so forth. She found out the next week it was her daughter and a friend.
Oh, are you kidding?
What?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. You think Tim's weird. My family is a trip.
Wait. What?
Yeah, basically, the home invasion was by her daughter and some friends.
Was her daughter tweaking? Or?
Her daughter was saying, I need some money and I know where it is over there.
Wow.
You know, and her daughter jacked her.
Oh,
and did she go to jail for it?
Found out later, and of course you don't have to press charges, but found out later, it was my daughter.
Jesus Christ.
How do you repair that relationship?
Yeah,
that's
tough.
An uncomfortable Thanksgiving.
It's really tough.
Don't you recognize her when she comes in, though?
Well, you know, had some friends.
Oh,
had the friends advance and do the work, the dirty work. And basically, it was some friends she hired to do it. And, you know, she told them where the money was, and it was real smooth.
Wow.
She couldn't just walk in and get the money while mom's cooking or something?
Just go in the jar and get it yourself?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is you can get shot
while
in a situation
cooking.
Like
that. Just dancing, singing.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, new studies find that parents of children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are almost twice as likely as other parents to divorce by the time the child is 8 years old. Psychologists say that a child's disruptive behavior doesn't itself cause marriages to flame out, but it probably pours fuel on other stressful things that spark the marital conflict. In their study, 23% of parents had divorced by their children's eighth birthday if they had been diagnosed with ADHD.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
What percent?
23.
Jeez. Mm. So those kids are to blame. Yeah.
Well, then again, of course, the other thinking on the other side is ADHD isn't a chemical thing. It's a behavioral thing caused by chaos in the house. So that means that they might be giving their children a form of ADHD.
Now, I never heard that before. That's interesting that ADHD is brought on by chaos as opposed to a chemical imbalance.
That's another theory that, you know, a lot of people don't believe that you're born with it. It's sort of harvested by a chaotic environment while you're still formidable and while you're still, you know, you don't have the control to say, you know, enough with this and you're little and your brain starts firing all weird because you're constantly being in a situation with chaos.
Oh,
this totally explains the Jackson family.
explains why I'm such an a-hole, I'll tell you that. But so you mean like with parents fighting all the time,
if
yelling?
Yeah, there's a lot of chaos, a lot of noise, a lot of craziness. Then the kid goes to school and the teacher says, oh, they can't pay attention, they're a little nuts, they must have ADHD. But you look a little further and it might be that they just, they don't know how to calm themselves because there's no calm in their home.
I see. Okay.
So I'm dispelling the
That's interesting. All right, well,
theory,
that's
but it's
cool.
possible. You know.
All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Yes, Tim. Well, it's official. Holly Madison of Girls Next Door fame has called it quits with longtime boyfriend Hugh Hefner on the grounds that he refused to give her any children, Tim.
Yeah.
In our first clip, Access Hollywood host Billy Bush investigates the other options that Holly and Hef tried out.
All right, here we go. Holly and Hef.
Hef.
Did you try to, you know, high-tech methods to get pregnant and stay with Hef?
Yeah, we did. We tried in vitro fertilization. Didn't work.
So that was it. I mean, it was just a decision that I would like to have a family, and with you, I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So Tim, if she had gotten pregnant, what do you think? She stays?
Yeah. Nah, she was 1 foot out the door anyway. Yeah.
One on a banana peel, the other foot out in front of the mansion.
Yeah. Why? I don't know why she wanted to have his kid, though.
Really?
I don't really know.
Really?
Mm. Let me wait. Let's wait.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Lock that down.
All right, we're going to do more news with Gina Grad when we come back. Arsenio Hall is with us. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
Oh, hell no.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday, man. And this guy is loaded. Doesn't need to do this. Loaded with money.
He's busy.
How much were those jeans you wear?
We're riding on the groove line tonight.
Yes! These cool, jeans!
Are those $300 jeans?
I vomited on myself at Eddie's house one day. These belonged to his brother.
Oh, really?
I needed pants to go home.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm a drinker. I'm the black Chelsea Handler. And I vomited on myself.
Oh.
And I'm not ashamed that I vomited on myself.
I'm not either. All right, Gina Grad. Thank you, Randy.
Oh, Randy's a Negrophile. You can't play that song that short if you're a Negrophile.
Yeah.
You got to play that track long.
Sorry. All right. Gina, what's going on with that news there, baby?
Well, we have a little bit more audio of this whole Holly Madison Hef debacle.
Uh-oh.
In this next piece of audio, Billy Bush gets real with Hef, asking him if he really needs the stress of a newborn baby at his age right now anyway.
All right, more Hefner.
You don't want a baby, Hugh, at 82 years old. You certainly wouldn't. Imagine you changing diapers.
You have the babies for the ladies. In other words, The bitter truth of the matter is, which I learned through two marriages, the ladies love you until the babies arrive.
Oh, I see. So he wanted Holly to love him still, and he knew once the baby comes around, she's gone.
This should go move in with Chris Angel and get out of my face.
Yeah, you love the ladies for the babies.
You like that little rhyme?
Yeah, I like that. All right, Hugh Hefner. How old is he?
I think he's 87.
82.
But technically, his penis is 112.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ain't going to be no children.
That guy's had some life, huh?
Yes, he has.
All right. You know what I think they should do? They should do, like, a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes.
Where
great idea.
There's a golden ticket and 10 Playboys. And somebody gets the mansion when
That's
he dies.
That's a great idea.
Thank you
very much. But a little kid.
Can you get Robbie Fox on the phone?
Yeah. I'll write that tonight.
Charlie Bucket.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, first lady wannabe Cindy McCain had an affair with a long-haired man who resembles a washed-up 80s rock musician, says National Enquirer.
Is that allegedly? Or?
Well, the supermarket tabloid claims they have a picture to prove it.
Wow.
But, yeah, I suppose it's alleged. Sources say Senator John McCain's beer heiress wife was caught locking lips and acting very lovey-dovey with this man at concerts and sporting events around her hometown of Phoenix over the past several years.
Bad couple of weeks for this guy,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What do you think?
Imagine if they had won.
Oh, yeah.
They would have gone this week to meet with Bush and look around the White House, and there would have been some whispering like, oh, maybe I'll change this room. He's like, no, you bitch, you're not coming. You're not moving in. Yeah. You know how he keeps his arms real low, just a couple of elbows in his stomach. You're not moving in.
Doing that cabbage patch. Oh, yeah. Does.
I love to see McCain do the cabbage patch. It's just such a perfect dance for him. I love that. Love that.
All right, here's, what are we listening to?
We're not. No, I just thought I'd let you know.
There you go. Yeah, all right, so, and you can see the picture actually online. If you just...
that's her.
Yeah, type in Cindy McCain on Google, and you can see the guy she's allegedly banging
really
around with.
Really looks like her. Mm.
They claim this happened at the Tempe Music Festival in Arizona.
Oh, boy.
That's where the picture was taken of her kissing
him. Mm. Ooh-wee. How long ago was that? Do you know?
Well, you know, we got a... Arsenio has the site right in front of him.
You have to call the white hotline?
Yeah. Actually, I call a guy in Arizona to find out who Cindy's sleeping with.
Well, it's I think this picture was actually taken in 06.
Oh.
So it's been about 2 years.
Oh, boy. All right, so what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, a man has been arrested in southern Tanzania on suspicion of attempting to sell his albino wife to Congolese traders, police said today. Mm. Rukwa Regional Police said John Joseph was about to sell his wife, Janet, for 3.6 million shillings, which is about $47,000, when caught by a police sting operation. The woman told the police she was not aware of her husband's plot, but he confessed to have struck a deal with the Congolese. And this is in a chain of gruesome incidents over the past few months. Albinos have been kidnapped, killed, and dismembered for witch doctors who use their limbs and organs to make lucky charms.
Whoa.
This is going on this planet?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know where to start with this story.
Yeah.
First of all, is Tanzania a continent? Anyway.
That's a really good question. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Is that either part of that Australia vibe?
Yeah, I can see your camel toe from my house in Cleveland.
Wow.
Where is this going on? Tanzania?
In Africa.
Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So if you're an albino in Africa, you got to run.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is people consider you lucky. The bad news is it's only, you know, body part by body part.
But what a bad, you know, roll or bad run of the dice you've had if you're born an albino and in Africa.
Yeah.
You know?
at least be an albino in an
like
area
Boston.
In the
back.
Yeah.
There's a really good rapper who's an albino named White Fury. So you could be a rapper.
Mm. How did you know that?
Because I've seen his show, because when I went to see Atmosphere.
Where's White Fury from?
I think he's from Boston.
There you go.
Wow.
You know, when you're like sitting, let's say you're at Cantor's or Jerry's Deli with a real albino.
You know? With the eyelashes and everything.
Yeah, like a real, like the king of all albinos.
Right.
And can you sit there and have like a bowl of soup without just thinking to yourself, oh, he's really albino.
Lucky charms.
He is really albino, man. I mean,
the king of all albinos. That sounds like a serious radio personality.
Yeah.
King of all albinos.
He's a real albino.
Well,
he's really white, man. Really white. I don't know if I could. I think every time you look up, you go, wow, this guy's really albino.
Well.
I think, don't you? I don't know.
How do you do that without letting on that that's what you're thinking?
I don't know. You put like a partition between you and him.
They have those tall menus over at Cantor's, so that's probably a good thing.
I don't know. Maybe wear sunglasses or something. I don't know.
It was an albino when I went to see this movie last weekend, and it just made the room bright. You know, it couldn't get the room dark enough with the albino in the theater. Yeah. So I snuck next door and watched.
And they kind of, sometimes they have a little bit of a red pupil.
They do?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that. But that's like the last, like Tourette's and albinos are the last two groups, I think, so far, who don't have like a big, like, you know, opposition force that'll get in your face about it.
Well, let's find out.
Bite me. Bite me. Bite me.
I am fascinated with Tourette syndrome. Yeah. When I see, like, I'm out, like, shopping, I see somebody with a decent Tourette's, I just sort of casually try to follow them around.
Can you explain this to me? Why does it have to be foul language?
Well, even if it's not.
But why is it ever?
I don't know.
That's kind of just one element of the condition. I have a friend who has Tourette's, and he never does that. He just does simple, quick, like, movements.
You know? Does he ever do the, like, half snake with a snap?
He does that dance that Chris Tucker does in Rush Hour. One-way snap.
That's a South Park.
There was a guy with the Tourette syndrome at the, I remember this, at the Sherman Oaks Square, and his girlfriend kept telling him, just say nickels, nickels, nickels,
uh-oh,
nickels.
Oh, no.
And the guy would say nickels, 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 nickels.
Oh, no.
Nickels, 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 nickels. All day long. Nickels, 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 nickels. Nickels.
It's a very nickels. Dangerous therapy at the Magic Johnson Theater in line. You know, hey.
Nickels. Remember, nickels. 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 Nickels.
Get a Tourette ass whipping up in here.
Bernie Nickels, man. All right. What else going on with that news section? Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Oh, man.
The news with Gina Grad.
You know, say what you will about Michael Bolton, the man can write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
Alrighty, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. Make sure you write that down your calendar.
That was so anticlimactic, the news. It was anticlimactic.
Yeah, we had a lot of news.
That's
lots
a lot of news.
News. Yeah, almost.
Almost too much.
Almost too much news.
Oh, okay.
All right. My bad. All right, Fred, you can do the plugs. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Take a look around. At least you got friends. 97.1 FM.